So now for something completely different, which hopefully you people out there who are Monty Python fans will appreciate. So just a very brief synopsis. I've been forced to do this for a little while now and have been finding changes to the baseball. In fact, it started in late 2015. We had one ball that was pretty much the same from mid-2015 through the end of 2018, in that the laces became thicker from previous seasons, and that seemed to lead to a ball that had less drag, seems to have been rounder. Then in 2019, when we thought, you know, okay, maybe we're going to get things that'll even out, we got a ball that was very, very different in that the leather turned out to be smoother, the seams were lower, the laces were thinner, and I get the ball was rounder. Sorry. And yeah, the ball flew a lot further even than 2017, where we had our first home run surge. So we now have home run surges one and two. Then in 2019, we had a total change at the postseason in that we went from having this ball that just flew out everywhere to a ball that was pretty much dead, but was also had a very erratic game-to-game drag. And that turned out to be a mix of two kinds of baseballs, some of which were actually 2019 postseason balls, some of which were actually balls from another season where that ball had more drag. Each of those changes, by the way, seemed to relate to some kind of economic decision. You know, thicker laces, supply change. There actually seems to have been a manufacturing change related to the finishing for and the drying process for 2019. It looks like it was probably intended to make production more efficient because we had AAA that was suddenly using the ball, so they had to make a lot more. And then it also looks like for the postseason in 2019 that they might just have run out of baseballs because usage was much more up. Molly Knight did a great article on that. So anyway, we were all hoping that this season's ball, or excuse me, 2020's ball, was going to be back to normal after, particularly after that 2019 ball that was a real outlier. And if you look, does my mouse show up? Probably not. That if you look at particularly things like, you know, the size, weight, the ball for 2020, there is a bit more spread in the size and also in the weight, but they're within spec. They're not out of the realm of possibility, except for some that are smaller. We've seen things that are comparable before. You can also see that seam height. 2019 is in red and 2020 is kind of in that brown. The 2020 ball has got seam height that is comparable to pretty much every previous season except for 2019. And lace thickness has also gone back to a lace thickness that's comparable to everything going back to, you know, say late 2015. So it looks like this ball is kind of like snapped back to what players would have wanted that's not the 2019 ball. So I'm going to go through a checklist because it turns out there's a lot to talk about here. So we have a 2020 ball. Looks like it's gone back. So it's no longer like the 2019. This is good. Players are excited about this. Here's the thing, though, and this was not something I expected to find. When I looked at the centers of the ball, and to give you a description, we're seeing a cross section there. The center is made up of the pill, which is that cork and rubber center. There's then three layers of yarn, which is an inner layer of thick yarn, middle layer of that white, you know, medium-sized yarn, an outer layer of thin gray yarn. There's then a cotton thread layer, and that's basically it's everything that's inside the covers. So what I found was that the balls that were being used in 2020 games had two sets of specs that related to the center. By specs, I mean the manufacturing specs. A lot of them had specs that were normal, basically, that were comparable to pretty much every other ball in my sample, which went back to 2002. But a substantial fraction of the others had internal specs that were substantially different and unlike anything that we had going back to 2002. So the overall center would turned out to be lighter by 2.5 grams. And there were actually changes to two layers. The inner yarn layer was actually 3.5 grams less, but the outer layer was 1 gram more, which you can't just do that as an accident. That is clearly something where there has to have been a change. And by the way, all of these changes were statistically significant. To give you a feel for the samples I was looking at, I did have 43 balls for the 2002 sample, or excuse me, the 2020 sample, reading my own slides. And 43 is actually one of my bigger samples. So 28 of those were normal spec, but 15 were new spec. So it was not a small percentage. It wasn't just a few baseballs. And by the way, of those, 10 of the 15 were game balls. And, you know, I think 25 of the regular ones were game balls. So they were almost entirely game balls. So again, even though the ball looks and feels like it's from before 2019, it turns out that we actually have two sets of specs. So for all intents and purposes, we have balls that are being made two different ways, which is unusual. I mean, I've certainly never heard of it before. In order to try to understand what was going on, I decided to look and see, you know, were these all the balls actually being made for the 2021 season? And to understand how that works, the season, it's literally 12 months of production. And so in this case, it would have been a production that went through June of 2019, presumably through June of 2020, or May of 2020, I should say. But getting the dates on when manufacturing happened was not something that is straightforward. There are batch codes on the inside, that this is the 7-character code there. And I've referred to them in previous studies, but hadn't actually gone into, you know, essentially cracking those codes. This time I, you know, some of it was sort of my own work, some of it was doing the right research online. It turns out that Rawlings does use a code that is a letter number relation to the word Black Horse. And this is something they've used since the 80s. It tends to be related to baseball glove leather, and it's just purely for inventory's sake. There are other companies that do this too. It says Rawlings, you know, 1 through 0 code corresponds to Black Horse, you know, B=1, L=2, et cetera. And once you plug that in, what you get is every one of those codes corresponds to some kind of a month, month, year, year, and then a 3-digit production week code. So what we're looking at, you know, here's an example where you see something that was made in April of 2019. In this example, it is production week 227. And the production weeks themselves are actually consecutive. So for instance, a given month will basically have 4 production codes. And then the next month will have 4 more production codes, but they will be the consecutive numbers after the previous month. So it does mean that you can track all the way through, find like if there are gaps, things like that. And what I found was that, you know, this allowed me to get dates on manufacturing for all the baseballs in my sample. Because they do go back to, you know, at least 2000, as far as I can tell. So what that meant was that I was able to, you know, the dates that you're looking at on this graphic, and kudos to Sports Illustrated for doing some amazing graphic, are real, and that they correspond to when the balls were manufactured. There is a lag time, by the way. So like a ball that's manufactured in the first half of 2018 is going to appear in, say, the second half of the 2018 season. 2019 production begins halfway through 2018. There is always an overlap like that. So what I found was that the baseballs that I was seeing in 2020 games were in fact all manufactured for 2020, despite the fact that they did have two separate sets of specs. And not just that, but if you look and you can see that you know, great little highlighted region, there was actually a shift after, you know, a little over 3 months of production to 4 months of production for the new spec ball at which point they went back to production for the old spec ball. And it's the idea that you change spec in the middle. It actually would have taken, in this case, changing the settings on the winding machines. And it turns out you can do it very precisely because the winding machines are weight dependent. So there's an automated trip for when a given layer is wound such that it will then shut off when the weight of the layer is reached. And so you can get these very precise changes, and all you would need to do is recalibrate how the winding machines are working to do an entirely different set of specs. You could use the same materials for everything, but the ball itself would be different. And that appears to be what happened. So there's the shift back and forth where they spent, 3 months with the original set of specs, 4 months using something completely different. Then it changed the winding machine parameters back to the previous specs in January of 2020. And all of the balls that we're looking at, all of those time periods were something that appeared in a game. One of the things that's interesting about this is that new spec was over 4 months of production. Now, to give you a feel for 4 months of production, it turns out, it's 12 months, so that's a year's worth of production. It ends up being a third of what is made for the regular season. However, pre-orders from teams, advanced orders from teams, amount to more like 3/4 of production. So had this been a normal season, and if you notice, the change was made at the beginning of January 2020, which was far before we would have known about COVID, they had to anticipate that this was going to fall short of the number of baseballs that were needed for production. For the advanced orders. So what you end up with is something where you would have fallen short because you would have had 2/3 and needed 3/4 of production. Therefore, there's no way you could have not had 2 baseballs had there been a normal season. We basically, I guess, lucked out in a way in that it got a shortened season, but they couldn't have known that in January. So it does make for sort of a strange situation. So again, what we see is that both types of balls were part of 2020 production, and that you would have ended up with a mix of baseballs, all of the things being equal. One of the things that's interesting, though, is it turns out that with such dramatic changes, you would actually expect that the balls would perform differently somehow. The KBO deadened their own ball in 2019, or for the 2019 season, and they made changes that were actually smaller than what we were seeing here. So, and they got very dramatic effects. So for instance, with a 1 gram decrease in weight, they were getting, there were other changes as well, but they ended up with a decrease in home run distance overall of something like 13 to 16 feet. And so the idea that a small change could possibly affect how far a ball was going to travel means that, I wanted to see, was there some kind of a change in how home runs were being hit? So if you had, what I hypothesized was that if you had 2 balls in play that performed differently, the home run distribution over distance, basically how many home runs were being hit at least 350 feet, 375, 400 feet, would look different than previous populations where you only had a single ball. So I looked at these are actually percentage distributions, because obviously you're going to have different numbers hit in given years, and there were fewer hit in 2020 because there were just fewer games. But if you look at the percentages, a mixed population, basically the curves shouldn't match. In theory, you should get something where you're getting overpopulated balls or overpopulated at further distances if one of the balls is traveling farther. And so I looked, and what I found was that virtually no parks looked the same. And in fact, we won't get to it, but if the slides are available afterwards, I actually have info on every single park that's relevant, where there weren't changes from previous seasons, so that you can see, and every park looks different. So Minnesota, you know, is one of the more dramatic ones, but it's not alone in this kind of shift. And what you're seeing is this bump is real. It looks nothing like previous seasons. You know, previous seasons, the curves are smooth. The curves are always smooth. But instead here, you're getting something that's overpopulated at 400 feet, which would make sense if you had balls in there that were traveling farther. On the other hand, there were situations where it looked like there was mostly one ball being used. So in the case of Atlanta here, what we had was, and I realized, yes, this one actually is from two separate venues. On the other hand, they still match really pretty well. And the Atlanta distribution is so far over both of, or for the curves from both parks, that it's still, I think, quite valid. And there are other examples. This one is just more dramatic than some. But in this case, what it looks like is they had much more of a single ball. And I suspect it would be the new spec ball. It makes sense because we just saw that the balls in general looked much more like pre-2019. So it seems weird that you would have balls that were traveling farther than that. But, you know, the jury's still out on some of that. Then we also saw situations where the ball was actually traveling not as far. There are a few like this. That suggests that maybe the 2020 normal ball actually had less drag, excuse me, had more drag, less carry. And so that's possible that we could have had a mix of essentially a ball that travels farther and a ball that doesn't travel as far. But regardless, it just means that home runs were kind of all over the place with respect to distance in 2020. So, you know, what we had was, like I said, you know, there's a park-to-park variation that is not what we think of as park-to-park variation. And it makes the most sense if you had two balls that had different carry. So when this was written up in Sports Illustrated by Stephanie Apstein, she did a great job and was a really great opportunity to present this research. And when we approached MLB, they actually confirmed that these changes that we found were something that they had done as an intentional experimental change. And they said that the new specs that we saw were a set of test balls that they had produced. And they also said that the new spec balls were being withheld from 2020 games, and they were only supposed to appear in practice and then in spring training. Also that they were going to be held back for then 2021. The new spec changes were actually intended to deaden the ball by decreasing the coefficient of restitution. And that was something that related to, even though the weight went down for the inner layer of yarn, they also decreased the tension of the winding, which does actually make sense that it would then decrease the COR, because if you decrease the tension on the winding, you end up with a less dense, more squishable, basically, center layer. And, you know, if it's going to compress more, it's going to absorb more energy. It's not going to come off the bat as fast. You're going to get lower exit velocity. So the goal was to deaden the ball, and that was done in a way that was very, very specific. And as you know, based on what I've seen, it was very, very well done. Here's the thing though, that may be the experimental side, but the real world observations were a little different. So they may have referred to the new spec balls as being test balls, but like I said before, they were a third of production. And not just that a third of production would have had them fall short for the regular season, assuming 162 games, but a third of full production is an awful lot to then be considered a test, especially in light of the fact they would have run short on baseballs. Also, regardless of the fact that those new spec balls were not supposed to appear in 2020 games, I found balls that did. They're in my sample. And not only that, but that home run distribution data that I just showed really only makes sense if you have two kinds of baseballs being used. And there had to be enough of those two kinds of baseballs being used where it showed up. So I'm not sure those new spec balls were being withheld regardless of the statement. They were there, you know. So, and then in addition to, you know, the ball being deadened, great. However, one of those balls flew further. And as I said before, I'm not as sure about a ball that went back to say 2018 specs or 2017 or something like that as suddenly having a lot more carry than, you know, kind of the, well, okay, I don't know if it had more carry than 2019, but it had substantially more carry such that, you know, you had a deader ball and one that was going a lot further than previous seasons. So it's kind of hard to justify that a ball that kind of looks like the 2018 suddenly was flying a lot farther. That leads to the idea that maybe a ball with a lower COR could still have less drag. And those changes are substantial. They're also not things, at least as far as drag, that are easy to test in the lab. You really need a large enough sample to test them essentially in games. And so that's where we're going to start having to look at the StatCast data as time goes on to see if the balls that are being used are actually going to, you know, are they going to travel farther or are they going to be dead? If they travel farther, I kind of like the idea of calling them an undead ball. You know, I'm all for that name. I think it's kind of fun. So again, this is the checklist that, you know, MLB has confirmed that they made changes and those changes were intended to deaden the ball. However, you know, as I said, we do have these odd situations where, you know, a normal 2021 season, you would have had two of these balls regardless of holding them out. One thing is that, I mean, sort of mentioned at the beginning, but just to draw attention to it, there were two different balls being used, but we never heard from the players that they thought there were two different balls being used, not last season. The balls look and feel the same from the outside. And I can attest to this. I could not necessarily tell. Most of the time I couldn't tell before I took a ball apart if it was going to turn out to be a normal spec or a new spec ball. It just, there was really no way. You had to take the cover off. Another thing that's actually unusual with the situation is that these changes were not announced beforehand. That's been in the past, that's been typical when there's been a major change in this kind of way. People did ultimately hear about it, but it was in the context of a leaked memo. So GMs, AGMs, and equipment managers were told. What they were told was then leaked to the press, and that's been put out publicly. But as yet, there's still, as far as I know, unless I've missed it, still has not actually been an official statement from MLB to, you know, the players, to the media, to the fans. You know, so we're just sort of taking this on something that, frankly, none of us should have known to begin with. Had it not been for the leak, these changes in theory would not have even come up. So lastly, as far as 2021, you know, based on the leaked internal memo and stuff that Stephanie Abstein and I were told by MLB, these new specs should be appearing in 2021. So whether or not they're dead or not, or undead, we'll know when we start getting more StatCast data. There is also new work that's just come out from spring training. Rob Arthur had an article come out yesterday in Baseball Prospectus where he actually found the average drag that he's finding in spring training is very slightly lower than the 2020 average drag was. So that may be because of the ball that we're expecting for 2021. I have, as of yesterday, gotten a bunch of spring training balls. They're from two venues. One venue did actually have all balls that were old spec. Another venue, two of the three I was sent were new spec balls. So I am waiting to get more, but you know, it's gonna be interesting. And in the meantime, I'm not sure what's gonna happen. So, you know, see if I have to give this talk next year. But, so thanks, Steph, Sports Illustrated, Rob, Sabre. And let me see if I can hit questions. Where am I looking? Q&A. Awesome. All righty. Alex says factors in player performance will affect future ball construction. I'm not sure if it's going to affect future ball construction, but player performance is currently being affected. I'm delighted that Marcelo Ozuna got his contract. On the other hand, as you just saw from the Atlanta graph, he ended up with the ability to hit a lot more long home runs. So the situation that he was dropped into lent itself to a really good contract. Kudos, it'd be nice. Oh, hang on. This is interesting from Phil. So, if two specs of baseballs perform differently, does that mean MLB could have routed certain balls to one team or another? I'm not sure, actually. In 2019, at the winter meetings, there was a press conference, and MLB did say that they were going to change the process so that they followed particular batches to know where they ended up. I don't know if that's the same thing as me, as knowing where a certain batch is going to go because you're directing it, although it seems like one, fits with the other. So in theory, I suppose that's possible. As far as her orders are filled, I don't think the teams could specify which type of ball, but frankly, they didn't know there were two types of balls. Oh yeah, and says, does Raleigh distribute a production run evenly? They focus on doing orders for two or three teams per production week. Production's done so far in advance that it would not, they couldn't really do that. The balls that are sent to teams do tend to be a lot of the same batches, but they don't, that's not something I think that they would know. There's a lot of good stuff in here. I'm sorry. From Eric, do you think humidors might have affected different balls differently? No, I guess is probably the best way to put that. Let me see. There was one in here I wanted to hit as well. Shoot. Ah, sorry. I have a cat who's trying to get in here. Did the teams know they were getting different baseballs, and/or did they choose which balls they received? I have yet to find any evidence that they knew, and considering that the internal memo that was sent out after our piece was written informed GMs that, oh, by the way, we're introducing a new baseball, leads me to believe that they didn't know there were two different baseballs used in 2020 because this sounds like it was news. And based on that, they couldn't have known what to order because they didn't know there were two baseballs to begin with. Sorry, I have a cat here desperately trying to jump on here. Was Colorado an outlier? I don't know. It did actually have a pretty substantial mix. Is there any idea why the change? No, actually. Other than the fact that the ball being deadened was something that MLB, they want to cut back on home runs. They've said that now. And so that seems to be why the ball would have been changed. However, the fact that there would have been two balls used last season, based on a normal season, doesn't quite make sense. And also, we're still not sure if the deadened ball is gonna fly, if it is really gonna be deadened and shorten home runs, or if it's gonna fly farther. So the jury's still out on that.